Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You know, I struggled trying to figure out how to start this edition of the Hoopball Lakers podcast, a solo ride with Ethan tonight, and I really struggled to try and figure out what the words were, how to articulate it properly in order to sort of describe my emotional state about this team. Now, I've had to digest a few games since we last had the opportunity to connect. Life circumstances, a consequence of just being busy, that I just have not had the opportunity to really delve into my deepest and darkest Lakers emotions at the moment. But finally, as I get a few minutes to sit down, converse with y'all, and be here present, talking about a team that at 8-8 and moving forward, hopefully with LeBron James, by the way, has the opportunity to be more than what we've seen. Now, I tweeted, yes, if you're not following the Hoopball Lakers podcast on Twitter, let's change that. You follow us at Hoopball Lakers, of course. And it's usually me tweeting from the account about 99% of the time, I would say. Nothing in this life is 100% after all. But about 99% of the time, it is me. And I tweeted after the game that, of course, we were going to have a pod after this one. And the short version, is that right now the Lakers have changed the roster. They've dealt with early season injuries. They have no cohesion as a result. They have no chance, to be greater than the sum of its parts. As a team, when you lack those things, continuity and cohesion, both in terms of personnel and the style of play on the court, it's very hard to do that. And I got a lot to say about this game now. You know, Lakers, because I don't know what it is about them at the moment, that they, it just feels like they can't sort of come back from those holes, right? They've taken a series of punches and they're sort of just going down for the count right now, because there were opportunities for them to win this game against the Bucks. Now, Giannis went crazy, okay? I mean, Giannis went absolutely nuts. Giannis scored 47 points in this game. He only missed 5 shots. And if you could hear that wonderful noise in the background, my cat figured right now is the perfect time to be Spaceman Dave in her tunnel. So we're just all out here working together, trying to be a harmonious household. Harmonious household. As I sit here and record this episode to share with you guys. Giannis missed 5 shots in this game, 18 of 23. And he made his free throws, 8 of 11 from the free throw line. It's another thing with the Lakers, not getting into the foul line at all. Again, so many thoughts about this team right now. I'm going to do my best to try to keep it all connected. But right now, I'm just in sort of this stream of consciousness mode in which the Lakers need to be able to identify the issues on the fly because they don't have a lot of time to adjust. Now, before we dive into this game, beyond the ridiculous performance from Giannis, I just do want to give a shout out to Talen Horton Tucker. THT has been awesome since he's come back. And not to be lost in all of this talk about Alex Caruso and whatever the Lakers contract offer was or was not to him and his success in Chicago and obviously the Bulls beating up on the Lakers the other night, it all adds to the fuel. But not to be lost in this is that basically the Lakers chose to re-sign Talen Horton-Tucker at the expense of Alex Caruso. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, there is no comparison between these two players, both in terms of their current talent and future trajectories, not to mention their ages. Talen Horton-Tucker was born in the year 2000. He is about to have his 21st birthday, November 25th, as a matter of fact. That's ridiculous. I'm not that old. I'll be 33 in a couple of months. I'm not old at all. THT is a kid, man. Especially when I work with high school kids. He's closer to their age than mine. That's what makes you feel it. But getting back to the basketball, he's been phenomenal. First three games, he scored 70 points. He's averaging almost 24 points a game. 23 and a third a game with 70 points across three games. It's quick math for you. He's been efficient from the field. We're hovering right at 50%, basically. He's been hitting threes from three-point land. What is he? 8 of 20, 40% clip. 8 of 20. He's hitting his free throws. All 12 attempts he's made. He's rebounding the basketball, averaging over 7 rebounds a game. Stealing the basketball, only averaging 2 turnovers a game. I mean, the guy has been phenomenal. He's been absolutely wonderful. And that's a point of optimism for this Lakers team. That's how sorely they needed him, not only on this team, in terms of his positional versatility and in terms of what he brings to the table. Because he could play the 1, 2, or 3 for this team with his length. But they just needed somebody who can play heavy minutes, a young guy who could play heavy minutes. Now, the good news is we sort of buried the lead here, okay? Like I said, we got so much to talk about. And if you've ever heard me go on these solo shows, you know it sort of goes on tangents from time to time, but it always stays connected in terms of the overall thought here. We buried the lead. LeBron James, supposed to be returning to the Lakers lineup. Supposedly returning to the Lakers lineup on Friday, and won't that be a welcome return? LeBron obviously has been out since November 2nd. So better part of 2 weeks, almost 3 weeks now, that Mr. James has been on the sidelines. When LeBron went down, the Lakers were 4-2. So since he's gone down, as of the time this is recording, it's been 4-6. That tells you a couple things. One is LeBron is still very important to this team. The era after LeBron still leaves something to be desired. And if they did not have LeBron on this team, I cannot imagine a construct in which Westbrook would have necessarily been the choice to pair with Anthony Davis. But that's not a take for this podcast because that's a whole different topic. But needless to say, LeBron is still important to this team. And as this team moves forward with him, I'm curious to see how it impacts THT. Obviously, he's not going to be asked to do quite as much offensively, but he'll still have to remain engaged in the game. And defense, like he even has admitted recently, is where he's going to have to make his money. It's all guaranteed at the NBA, but you know what I mean. Wouldn't that be nice? Life-changing money. Philanthropists, well-to-do financial listeners, we're always looking for sponsors. I'm always looking for opportunities to collaborate with you to help enhance your wealth and build my own. I wouldn't be in marketing if I didn't make a pitch for myself, right? So that's how we do it here.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, we praise THT. We've talked about LeBron's return a little bit. Let's get into this game. Giannis just slapped the Lakers upside the head. That's what exactly what happened. No resistance for him inside whatsoever. Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan played a combined 13 minutes in this game. They were basically invisible. Anthony Davis has been playing almost all of his minutes at center right now. And you know, let's talk about that for a minute. Because I thought Anthony Davis's post-game commentary was his worst moment as a Laker. And I know you're sitting there listening like, wow, wait, what? It felt like it came from nowhere. I honestly thought it was his worst moment as a Laker. Now, what I'm accustomed to is great players who go out there, score 40 points, pull down 20 rebounds, have a game for the ages. The team loses, and they sit there and say, yeah, it's on me. I got to do better. Everybody knows that it's not on him. But as a leader of the team, he takes it because he's the leader of the team. Anthony Davis did not do that after this game. In fact, he deflected a lot of blame, kind of kicked the role players down a little bit as well. He did not assume the responsibility, did not understand the assignment. And the optics, everybody's favorite word, does not look good. Now, maybe he's a little frustrated. Over his last two games, he's only had 24 shots combined field goal attempts. And he's 15 of 24. Okay, AD needs to get the ball more. If Anthony Davis in the last two games, and I realize he was ejected from the game versus Chicago, so, okay, I understand that has an impact. But in the last two games, Anthony Davis averaged 19 points, seven and a half rebounds. That's not going to get it done. That is just not going to get it done for this Lakers team, especially without LeBron. And, man, the Lakers got to get to the foul line. Now, I think the Lakers have been getting screwed by officials pretty much all year. The officiating, again, you've heard me say it before. I'm just going to say it again. It's been horrific in the league this year. But I really feel like the Lakers have really been getting screwed quite a bit. And in terms of what it looks like, well, they're not doing themselves any favors. And the reason is because they still play way too much basketball that's completely oriented on the perimeter. Without the ability to attack the basket consistently, they're not going to be able to get the benefit of the doubt from the referees. So as soon as they commit to doing that on a consistent basis, I feel like they're going to start getting to the foul line more often. I hope LeBron's turn brings about the return of more pick and rolls. I don't understand why that's not more of the default on offense. Everything the Lakers get, they have to work so incredibly hard for. And they've had some level of success just because of the pure talent on the team. And that's sort of what I mean, and that this team can't be more than the sum of its parts right now. Like, the reason that they win, when they win, is because of talent, not because of cohesion. And over the course of a complete season, that's a really hard way to play and have consistent success. Speaking of consistent success, Carmelo Anthony over the last five games has not been what he was during his hot streak. In fact, over the last five games, Melo's averaging about 10 points per game on about 10 shots per game. His three-point shot has gone MIA. Unfortunately, he's not wearing a Heat jersey. Otherwise, that would make a lot more sense. In this context, it does not, because he has not been effective. With THT's return, basically, it has relegated Kent Bazemore to doing his more traditional towel-waving role. He did make a cameo against the Bucks in 11 minutes and managed to jack up five shots without scoring a point. So there is that. Lakers are going to have to figure it out. Obviously, getting LeBron back with THT is a major step in the right direction. But again, I'm concerned that injuries to THT and Trevor Ariza are what everybody keeps saying is, have patience. Like, I'm patient with this team, and I think they're going to hit their stride. Like I said, there's so much change in this roster. They haven't had the ability to practice together, let alone play together. But the schedule's not going to get easier for them. And again, I'm just going to repeat something that I've said consistently. I don't think the Lakers are just built to be outright better than any team, especially those that have the chemistry and are capable of being greater than the sum of its parts, in particular a team like the Golden State Warriors. By the way, Klay Thompson about to start playing 5-on-5. It's pretty incredible. We haven't seen Klay Thompson play basketball in a long time. Finally. The Lakers are coming off arguably their two best games of the year versus Charlotte. I almost said the Bobcats. Wow. Versus Charlotte and against Miami. That game against Miami, I was at that game, as you all know, and that was just sick. I mean, it was amazing. And the Lakers came out and farted a big-ass dud against the Wolves. And there's really not a better way to say that. Which reminds me of a great teaching story. One time I was teaching sixth grade math and science. In the school that I taught at the time, we had a cohort system. I had four different classes of sixth graders with four different ability levels. And you know, you got to differentiate for each one as they're all ready for slightly different things. Teaching is a performance art, by the way. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's incredible. The fact that we don't pay our teachers, but we tell our kids that education is valuable, it's the greatest misalignment in society. Might be a little bit of an hyperbole there, but nonetheless, it's completely out of whack. So I'm teaching this lesson, a version of a lesson, for the third time in the course of 2 days. And I say, all right, guys, we're going to draw a big old circle. But what I really wanted to say is a big ass circle all on the board. And one of my students at the time, we'll call her E. She said, Mr. Noroff, what'd you say? I said, a big old circle. And she's like, I don't think so. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And to this day, it's still funny. Much like the time I got up on top of the table and taught my sixth graders what methane was in the form of cow farts. If you make it memorable, learning is fun. That's the point, right? I'm supposed to enjoy this stuff. I tell people all the time, I don't want to create a generation of students that was kind of like my generation, where we were just pushed to work hard no matter what. Take the APs, take the honors, challenge yourself for the purpose of challenging yourself. Build your resume that was ultimately just for whatever college you wanted to go to that had very little, more likely than not, to do with what you chose to do professionally thereafter. And as a result, a lot of us became burnt out and learned to hate the learning process. I don't want my students to learn to hate learning. I want them to learn to love it as an investment in themselves for the current, for the future. Always. Anyway. The Lakers are going to have some challenges because Trevor Ariza is not going to be back for a while. There is no magic bullet coming to fix this team. There is no quick fix here. The Lakers are who they are. They need time to build cohesion with each other, but they are who they are in terms of the personnel. Now, I think it'll change slightly, right? I think they're going to rely on these guys to play heavy minutes. They have to right now. When LeBron comes back, I'm sure his minutes will be managed to some extent, but they're going to rely on Russell Westbrook to play heavy minutes. Frank Vogel said Russell Westbrook played his best game as a Laker versus the Bucks. Westbrook had 19 points and 15 assists with only 3 turnovers and was a +3 in this game. So there's certainly an argument to be made. But with Russ's speed, I just don't understand why he doesn't attack the basket so much for this team. Like, the whole point of playing Anthony Davis at the 5. And we'll get back to him in his post-game presser. The whole game of playing Anthony Davis, the whole point, of playing Anthony Davis at the five is to space the floor and open things up for Russ. So as a result of that, Russ, buddy, my friend, my man, my guy, I need you to hit the hole. And LeBron, same thing, man. I mean, I know LeBron, I know you're a little bit older, bro. I'm talking to these guys like I know them now. It's my personal appeal, so feel me on this. My man, I know you're a little bit older, and I know the perimeter game is going to be more and more integrated into what you do, and that's all fine and good, but once in a while, you got to remind them that you're still the king. You can wear the crown. You got to dunk it on their heads, or at least try. And there's been times, like I said last time, where LeBron has looked human, but he's got to show that that's a threat. And that's just going to continue to open things up. I just hope that the Lakers stop playing this isolation perimeter basketball constantly, because it's maddening to watch. To go back to the Anthony Davis presser, I just was so unimpressed with what he said. He just felt like he was not accepting any of the responsibility. It was just weird. He was like, yeah, Malik Monk missed some, Wayne Ellington missed some. Like, he's right. They were a combined 2 of 14 from 3. He's right. He's not wrong. I'm not saying that, like, sitting here arguing that he's factually incorrect. All I'm saying is, as the leader of this team right now on the court, especially with LeBron James sideline, everybody's looking at you to give an answer. And that's the one that you go with? It's not it. I'm sure he's frustrated about getting 9 shots in this game. Or, sorry, 9 made shots in this game, 15 overall. Fewer shots than THT, 1 fewer than Russell Westbrook. But the third most on the team. Lakers took 96 shots in this game. It's actually incredible. 1, 2, 3, they have 5 guys take double-digit shots in this game. You know how many guys shot over 50% of those 5? 2. That's the story of the game right there, besides Giannis going absolutely berserk. And Bobby Portis, man. I mean, shout out to Bobby Portis. He's found a home in Milwaukee. I love stories like that, but he's really found a home and a role in Milwaukee. And I love seeing that for him. But the story of this game in terms of the Bucks was Giannis. Even with the win, the Bucks, the reigning champs, are only 7-8. All right, it's been a weird year so far. Everybody's sort of figuring it out. Everybody's trying to determine what their next steps are going to be. Everybody's trying to see how it's going to go for their teams. Lakers just have the spotlight because it's LeBron, it's AD, it's Westbrook, it's Carmelo. It's a lot of star power here. The Lakers, it's not a question of are the Lakers going to make the playoffs. It's a question of how far can the Lakers go in the playoffs. But even when you look up and down this conference right now, okay? The Warriors sit atop. But the Warriors, the Suns, the Jazz, the Mavs, the Nuggets, the Clippers, these are the teams ahead of the Lakers. Do you think the Lakers would lose to any of those teams in a 7-game series? Assuming the Lakers continue to improve with the normal trajectory of an NBA team as they play together over the course of a season, do you think Lakers are going to lose a 7-game series to those teams? I mean, there's an argument to be made, of course. Obviously, they lost to the Suns last year, but that's with an AD injury, and the construct of the teams have changed since that time. Like, there's an argument, but, like, really against the Clippers? Really against the Mavericks? Even the Nuggets, especially without Jamal Murray. Especially without Michael Porter Jr., who, yikes. If I'm a Nuggets fan, I'm super worried about Michael Porter Jr. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I've been adamant for a long time that MPJ would always be the most valuable to that team as a trade chip and not a building block. I hope I'm wrong. I looked wrong before. I hope I look wrong again. Anyway, as the Lakers move forward, as they move forward as a team, both in terms of their schedule and the cohesion, it's not going to get any easier. Big time road trip. 4 more games on the road for the Lakers. But it's just the whole season. I mean, it's the type of NBA season where teams are good. There's more parity than we've seen. That's the reality. That's the reality. And so as we go forward with this Lakers team, we're going to have to be reminded that it is what it is in terms of their growth. There's going to be growing pains. Until they're able to get their full complement of players, we're never going to see what this team is really capable of doing. And hopefully we get to see that version of this team. Hopefully it doesn't break down. Because for as many big names they have, it's those that are on the peripheral that are going to make the difference in terms of if they can get this team over the hump. They're still going to be carried by LeBron, Westbrook, and AD, of course. But those supporting players, Melo, Monk, THT, Ellington, Rondo, Reeves, all these guys, Kendrick Nunn, get healthy. All these guys are going to be important in terms of what they could potentially bring to the table and how they could help this team. Lakers are built to be a team of offense. They have to be able to outscore. And they have to be able to play good enough defense. My biggest concern for these Lakers right now is this is a team that feels like it relies on a lot of ifs to get everything done. If this, if that, if this, if that. It's a hard way to project forward. Nonetheless, the star power is there. AD, LeBron, Westbrook. I believe the cohesion will come. I believe this Lakers team will hit its stride. But in the interim, it's going to be a flight that carries a lot of turbulence. You can always rock out with me on the Hoopball Lakers pod. I appreciate you guys listening. Follow me on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff. N-O-R-O-F, only one F in that beautiful last name. You follow the show on Twitter at Hoopball Lakers. You follow the whole Hoopball family at Hoopball Tweets, at Hoopball Fantasy. And until next time, I'm out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.